Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour, the Wednesday style one. Dom, you feeling happy?
I'm feeling really good today, Curdy. Thanks.
We've already cleared CJ out.
We got the gun talk out of the way. Yeah,
yes. I think let's
talk some good news now.
Let's absolutely talk some good news. Let's get some good callers on the line. We'll speed dial you today. All the way here till you get home or we get done talking, like an hour from now. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Our pal, Leftist Coast Tom. L.A. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good. First off, we the people are the government, ultimately. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death or pro-murder party. And CJ, what the hell? You think you live in L.A. or what? I know I call from L.A. and I'm still always Wisconsin in my heart, but I'm not talking about your issues that you have there, which are not a whole lot since Tony Evers became your governor. You had Foxconn and you've had all of these other things happen. Actually, we're doing pretty well here in California. For you to worry about our gasoline prices is quite shocking because they really don't affect you at all. We have people shooting fireworks off that say they can't afford gasoline till all hours of the night. But yet,
let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, he's always worried about immigration. Immigration doesn't even affect him. Affects us maybe here in California, but we actually love all the Latinos that are here in California. They're our friends, they're our family. And sorry, CJ, but if you want to live that closed off hatred type of life, go for it.
But LA Tom, you realize this is the great replacement theory. You've said the quiet part out loud. You love the Latinos. They are immigrants from somewhere, and now they become U.S. citizens, and they probably don't vote Republican. That's the problem. It's the great
honestly the problem.
You've diluted the whitey righty vote in some way, Tom.
The problem is, though, Cree, is that the Democrats need to get it together because the Republicans are starting to take over talk radio in the Latino community and starting to move those people.
I don't know, man. Soros just made a big move. I don't think you probably watch the industry like I do. Eight of the top 10 markets in America, someone just went and bought up some Latino radio stations, and all indications are it was George Soros.
Is our George Soros money finally here? I've been waiting on it, Tom.
Exactly. I hope so. I hope that we finally get some billionaire progressives that actually truly are progressives in the FDR type of column. These guys, they got to get away from that Fox News. They got to turn it off and just go outside and enjoy the weather or something.
But they're not going to, because they have bias confirmation there. They get reinforced and they get reengaged. And Tom, I understand we're going to talk with Louis Friedland, a fine doctorate from UW here. And it is beyond tragic the fact that they are basically making misrepresentations on the regulated airwaves each and every day. That's what they're doing. They are effectively the only way they keep their base engaged, Tom, is they're lying to the base about they get cheated. That's the only way we lose when Democrats cheat. That's become the new buzzword. I mean, Tom, the New York Times took snippets of right-wing talk radio all across the country. They're all using the same vocabulary, and it's a little less defamatory than, you know, Dominion voting machines will steal your votes. But only just a skosh less defamatory.
No, only a skosh, and no one's pushing back on them, Tom. That's the problem. And if callers come in, what do we hear? They screen the calls, and they hang up on them.
I will say one thing about it is that Gavin Newsom is going to kick Ron DeSantis' ass, and he kick Trump's ass as well.
Well, so define that, because before Gavin Newsom gets a crack at those two, he's got to be running for the big office. And if Gavin Newsom was a presidential candidate, I think, you know, the Democrats don't have a bench. That's wrong. They got a chief executive in Newsom with a great track record. I'd love to see him be a shining white knight, if you will, on behalf of the Democratic Party, because we got to fall in love. They got to be pretty. And Gavin Newsom checks all those boxes. But he's got to go run for the big office. It's not enough just to balance a budget and have big surpluses in a blue state like California. You got to go prove it on the national stage, Tom.
For the time right now, he's kicking their ass on social media, and he's kicking their ass with commercials talking about how we have the freedom here in California because the necessitous man is not.
Yeah, well, that's a little wasteful and petty, Tom. That's a guy saying, "Hey, I got a bigger governor penis than you do."
He does compared to those two.
I didn't want to actually make it an actual phallic reference, Tom, but you get my point. Exactly. Buddy, any other thoughts, man? Like, what about the recall race in L.A., Tom?
Which one?
I don't even know. Whatever they're crying about on
whatever boxes. CJ was bitching about, Tom. Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the call, man. Always appreciate it. And as regarding Newsom in California, number one, California is going to be a shining, you know, city on a hill as it comes to women's reproductive rights. And Newsom is part of that. And Newsom, I mean, California is about the fifth or sixth largest economy in the world. I mean, it is a huge economy. So there's a lot going on there. And unfortunately, we've got some climate change going on as well. But California is going to be a place to be for a long time.
And don't believe that Republicans don't want to change that outcome by going and doing a national ban on abortion. That'll be coming. If they win the U.S. Senate, that's what's coming. We're going to have to talk about the Senate race, but we got plenty of people want to talk to us at 844-967-2789. Bill from South Milwaukee. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hello, Bill.
Well, good to be with you. And a couple of things. Number one, a factual item. The race about Nebraska already happened. The Republican did win, but it was by about 7 points. And as you said, this was a district that generally they'd been winning by 20. So that I thought was worth mentioning. And the other, I'd like to hear whatever your comments are about Kevin Nicholson dropping out of the Republican race for governor.
That sure does seem like a squandered sugar daddy's grandiose, doesn't it?
I mean, are you surprised, Bill? His own parents, the last time he ran, his own parents maxed out against with his opponent. I mean, if you can't bring mom and dad along, I mean, what are your chances?
He bragged about that at the state Republican convention, as I recall. But if I may offer my summation of the Republican race at this point, it's like so many Republican primaries this year. You got one candidate that says, "I'll kiss Trump's rear end." A second who says, "Yeah, and I'll do it with my mouth open." And the third one, I said, it will be, "I'll stick my tongue in there." I mean, that's basically what they're running on the basis of.
Sorry, man. It does just a little too much for me right there, Bill. Appreciate the call and the vivid description. 844-967-2789. But
Insight. Kevin Nicholson has been basically the sugar baby of Dick Uihlein for years, right? Dick Uihlein propped him up through one senatorial race already, and he ran against your girl, Leah Vukmer. And he won 6 of 7 media districts because they spent millions outstate buying up local radio stations. And I don't know if you know this our fair listeners, but Tim Michaels and Ron Johnson ads are all across the state of Wisconsin. And I monitor such things. They are buying bushel baskets full of right-wing talk radio and just music-formatted radio. So those ads are out there. I don't see Democrats up on the radio. I know they're trying to win a primary, but you're not hearing the same intensity of frequency that you're hearing on the other side. But back to the dropout, the beauty school dropout, Kevin Nicholson. Here's a little insight. Our property manager down in Waukesha also happens to represent the Nicholson campaign. And their policy internally is, you know, if you rent from us and you find another one of our properties that we represent and you'd like to upgrade, you can do so at any time. And I pointed at Nicholson's suite and I said, that's a very nice piece of real estate. Do I have to wait until he loses the primary in August or can I put down my deposit now? So, you know, I'm going to have to check with my property manager down in Waukesha. It's a very nice piece of real estate. Is he going to keep the real estate? I mean, can you drop out of the race? Can you stop, you know, putting out for the sugar daddy? Get out of the race and then still keep the apartment? You know what I'm saying? Or do you have to give the apartment back? Because I want the apartment. It's a very nice apartment.
I don't know, man. He's probably still, you know, can't, I mean, the guy like that's always, he's running, right? He, when is he not running? So he might need, he got to have a home base. I mean, as Gableman, as Trump, you know, Trump's still running or not running, but he's still collecting money.
But he doesn't have an office to run for. Today, as of today, he's out of it, right?
Yes.
So what campaign is paying for that very nice piece of real estate in downtown Waukesha this month? You know, because rent's coming due in August. And, you know, I know a guy that likes that real estate down there.
Well, I might want to talk to Fancy Brian about that. He'd have to move all the equipment, so, you know.
Well, maybe we just move the business office and keep the studio where it's at.
All right. I see.
You know, we'll work around it. You know, he'll probably want the place back for the spring election. Is he running for the U.S. or, pardon me, Wisconsin Supreme Court?
But that's to Bill's point,
race on the ballot.
To Bill's point, these Republicans, you're either Trump light, you're Trump-ish, or you're all in, right? That's really what it comes down to. And what do we have right now in the state of Wisconsin? The former Lieutenant Governor, Rebecca Clayfa, she's Trump light. And the guy running, Michaels, Tim Michaels, he's Trump in.
Sure, that's not Ram Jam. Rim shot, Ram Jam, more Devils. We'll be back.